I really messed up in my baseball game. I feel terrible. I always go to my secret hiding place to feel better.
You know, the Bible says that God can be a really good hiding place too. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Do you have a favorite place to go when you're worried or scared? Maybe you like to hide in a closet or under your bed or even in a treehouse. While those might seem like safe places, I know of an even better one. When you're worried or afraid, you can always turn to God. Just listen to what David wrote in Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Our story is called Hiding Place. Thiago wriggled into the little thicket of shrubs behind the garage. It was his own special hiding place where he always went when he was feeling unhappy and wanted to be alone. Today he felt bad because he'd missed a ball in the ninth inning of his baseball game and the other kids got mad at him. He sighed deeply as he thought about it. A little bird rustled in the bushes and the wind sighed softly overhead in the trees. As Thiago listened to the sounds around him, he began to forget his sadness. He always felt better in his hiding place. Then he heard his mother's voice. "Thiago," she called. "Grandpa's here." Thiago quickly scrambled out. He didn't want to miss Grandpa's visit. A few minutes later, Thiago and Grandpa were sipping lemonade on the porch. "Where were you just now?" Grandpa asked. "I was feeling bad about missing a ball in our game this afternoon, so I went to my special hiding place," Thiago replied, knowing Grandpa would never tell anyone. "It's in the bushes over there behind the garage."
"I had a hiding place of my own when I was a boy," said Grandpa. "It was in the hayloft of the barn," he beamed. "I still have a hiding place."
Thiago looked surprised.
"You do?"
He wondered what kind of place someone Grandpa's age would use to hide out. Grandpa nodded. "Get your Bible and I'll show you where I go." Thiago ran to his room and soon returned with his Bible. "Look up Psalm 32:7," said Grandpa. Thiago found the verse and read it out loud. "You are my hiding place." Thiago frowned.
"You mean God is your hiding place?"
"Yep," said Grandpa. "God's presence is the best hiding place of all. I can go to him wherever I am and tell him how I feel. When I do, Jesus fills me with comfort and peace, and I know I can trust him to be with me and work things out for my good." Grandpa smiled and gave Thiago a hug. "Next time you're sad, why not use the same hiding place I do? Go to God. You can do that in your secret hiding place or wherever you are." So what about you? When you're unhappy, do you take your problems and sadness to God? He wants to hear about anything that's bothering you. Trouble at school, disappointments with friends, or problems in your family. The next time you need help, go to the best hiding place of all, the Lord. Tell him how you feel and trust him to help you. Our key verse is Psalm 32:7.
"You, God, are my hiding place."
And our key thought today, go to God for help. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.